Hey Rob, how's it going?
I'm very, very happy to talk to you, James. We're all very excited down here to have you at Laneway. 30th of January, Western Springs. Have you ever been to this part of the world before?
No, nowhere near. I'm very excited to
You are loved down here, my friend, I'm telling you.
Cool. That's ace to it.
Now, there's a couple of things I really want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Firstly, like the first time we ever played Dead Horse on our show on Saturday, I had one of those, hello, what's going on here moments. Do you know what I mean? When you hear a song, last time I heard that was when I heard Job Seeker by Sleaf of Mods. Yeah, because you've got so much going on with your stuff, like the lyrics, the tune, it's just everything is complete for me. And I've been a huge fan ever since and a big supporter of you on our station.
I appreciate that. So
and also, Graham. Now, you talk about Graham quite a lot. This has been driving me mad. Now, do you know him or is he a, how can I put this politely, is he a Brexiteering knobhead?
He was, yeah, he's an amalgamation of every person with questionable opinions I've met. But also, I'd hasten to add that whilst I disagree with him, there's a part of me that I have to claw deeper and deeper with inside myself to find more and more these days, but that I do believe we have to, find a bridge between the divide and
absolutely, mate. I mean,
don't speak to dismiss the Grahams in my world, because you know the Grahams in my world they're the kings of the castle, and
absolutely. But I mean, really, for you as a writer, I mean, you've got a limitless cesspool of material, or should we say, the Conservative Party to draw on.
Yeah.
I mean, almost in a way, it's a shame we got to do it, but you're doing it so well when you're getting your point across, which is what it's all about, really, is to get the wrong people to listen to it, and then they can have a think. And I don't mean, because I agree with what you say, we have to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We got the left and the right or whatever, but let's all meet in the middle, which is what you're trying to do, and I just love it, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because it's like, it's that thing where it's like, you know, no one is one thing and in the same way that I don't believe we'll call them the Grahams of this world, for the sake of this interview. Whilst I don't believe they are one thing, whilst I believe in many senses that those people are, you know, have decent streaks within them. I have my own sinister streak, for lack of a better word. You know, I'm capable of being a complete, can I swear? I don't know.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
But I'm capable of being a complete knobhead as well, you know.
Yeah.
My view on what is right, whilst I'm, and I think I'm in agreement with you here based on the opening salvo of this conversation, I think we're in probably agreement that there are a bunch of complete knobheads that are occupying more space control than they should be.
Yeah.
I'm still flummoxed by how we do find this connection, you know. I think that's what I'm trying to figure out. I've still not figured it out.
I mean, you formed and then COVID came along and then all this other stuff, and then you bought out Overload, which to me is just, I just love it. I'm going to tell you, my song of the year is 100% Endurance. I think it's the most beautifulest thing I've heard all year. You just got it so right. Do you know what I mean?
Cheers.
And that harp bit when you jump back into it, I still get goosebumps just even talking about it right now.
Fantastic. Oh, that's nice to hear. So, I'm glad that one's connected. Yeah, that's kind of like the payoff at the end of the album, you know. It's an album of berating people I disagree with for the most part. And I think the back end of that album, you know, the last three tracks or whatever are the kind of reprieve. Reprieve?
Yeah,
like reprieve, they're the kind of relief.
Just pull it back.
Just a reminder that we are, you know, we are all human, despite the fact that I clearly don't stand on that side of the argument. And no. I do find.
Yeah, I have to. Listen, I do the radio here and I have to bite my tongue sometimes because I really want to say stuff, but I can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that leads me on to actually with Tiny Dancer, because that's got a bit of a 100%. Endurance thing to it is like,
yeah.
I mean, how mad is it? If you, I love your quote. You said you have no control over the mad shit. All of a sudden you're working with Elton John. I mean, you must've been thinking, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. Yeah. No, massively. Yeah. I mean, he started mentioning us in interviews.
Yeah.
And I had a friend send me a photo from the Guardian over here saying Elton John's talking about you. And you know, in all honesty, we thought that was going to be the end of it. We thought we were going to be like a line in an interview where he just said that he liked us. And as much as we milked it as we could, we thought that would be the end. But then,
did he reach out to you first?
He did, but after Tiny Dancer. So we kind of, you know, maybe we poked a little bit. Yeah, we did that cover to try and get his attention a little bit, maybe. And, well, it clearly works. Yeah, he rang me after that. After that, I got a message from our manager saying, can I pass your number on to Elton? I've just had an email from his management. He would like to call you. And I was like,
go on then.
No, you can't pass my, that's private, that's confidential. Now I was like, yeah, of course, yeah, go for it. And then I'm telling you now, Rob, I sat by my phone. I was asleep. Actually, I know, I'll tell you what happened. What happened was my manager emailed saying, can I pass your number on to Elton? And I didn't reply to it because it was past 5 o'clock and I don't reply to emails past 5 o'clock.
And
at about 6:30, I was having a lie down because I had a headache, and my wife shouted upstairs to me. Our manager's called Ollie. She was like, James, Ollie's just rang. He says Elton wants your number. And I was like, what? Kind of like woke up. He's like, Elton wants your number. I was like, what? And that's all he said. He's just said, check your emails. So I checked my emails. I was like, yeah, you can pass my number on. He's like, and then he rang me and he was like, he's going to call you now. Elton kept me waiting for at least an hour.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, well, that's all right, though. You can let him off for that.
I it was fine. And it was funny because when it came up, it just said, it was like an unknown number and it just said it was calling from Slough. Which made me laugh. I don't know whereabouts. You sound like you're from the UK, Rob.
London.
Yeah, from London. Yeah. So it's seeing a plus number. I'll come up and then you answer and it's hello James Elton is quite a funny strange thing, but he lives somewhere in Berkshire, so I guess it falls under the Slough postcode. I doubt he's on the trade list.
it must have been such a surreal moment for you. Do you know what I mean? All of a sudden you're there talking to Elton, made you wait an hour, but like he made me wait 3, so that's nothing really. No, he didn't really.
Well, I mean, it was thing because he rang me a little bit and we were chatting, and then we asked him if he wanted to join this tune with us, and he said he'd love to do it. And then, like, you know, we were in the studio all morning, he was coming in the afternoon to do his parts, and there's some anticipation that you're going to meet Elton John. Well, a lot of anticipation that you're going to meet Elton John. And then he came through the door, and within 2-3 minutes max, it was like he was just a dude. He was just totally cool, totally invested in the song. He knew what we were about. He loved what we were doing. Obviously, we loved everything about him. And we just chatted about you know, our kids, football, mainly music. Like he's so into music, and he was turning it like this. But you know this band, the Nova Twins.
No.
Heard of them? Right. He was just like that. Like he was like, you've got to hear this band, the Nova Twins. And he was like, he got the engineers to put it up on YouTube, and he was just like blasting it through the speakers. Like he just cares about. Yeah, music, football.
It's great to meet someone so passionate about something these days. You know what I mean? Just quickly going back to you coming over here. Have you got any new material? Because you've just come from rehearsals now. Have we got any? Can we listen to any new stuff
on this tour coming up?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have got some. We're starting to. I mean, we're thinking about playing a few new tracks on this UK tour we've got coming up at the back of this year, but. You know, it's a bit of a complex cycle when you go into the other side of the world and I'm quite aware that people probably want to hear the only stuff we've got out at all over there. I mean, maybe we'll play a new song or two, but we'll definitely be focusing on the Overload, the EP.
That is what I'm so looking forward to this myself personally as well. It's going to be really, really great.
New stuff to New Zealand for the first time they ever get to see us. I also don't know if anyone even. I know you've said it that people are aware of who we are, but I have no awareness of if anyone knows us over there. So it's
I've got to tell you, I've done my best to help you out, right, by playing a lot of your stuff. And I'll tell you something really mad. This had nothing to do with me. About 2 months ago. I forget what song of yours I played, and then I said, listen, if anybody's listening, can they please bring Yard Act out here? And then a couple of weeks later you were mentioned on Laneway. I know it had nothing to do with me, but for a split second I thought it did. So
I believe the kids are calling manifesting. That's right. You manifest. Did you know that's New Zealand by requesting, I believe.
I've also asked for Ghost Poet as well, because I'm trying to get my bands over here as well.
Yeah, wicked. I hope he gets over there.
Yeah.
If we could smuggle him in our suitcase, I would do.
Hopefully I might see you when you come over here. Maybe we'll try to get you up on our show or something like that. I'd love to meet the whole band as well.
Great, yeah. If we've got time, I'm sure we could sort that out.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah. Listen, man, I know you've just come from rehearsals. You're probably really quite twatted now. Do you want to knock it on the head?
Do believe I have to do another interview. But
cool, man. Thank you so much, mate.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Hopefully we'll see you when we're out there.
Oh, no. If not, I'll be in the crowd jumping up and down wearing a Tottenham shirt, so don't throw anything at me.
Sounds good. All right, appreciate that, man.
Nice one,
thank
James.
You,
thank you so much. You have a safe trip over here, brother. Thank you.
Take care, mate.
See you,
thanks
mate.
For that.
Thank you.
Bye.